Well, here we are again with another episode of Pins and Vids, the online audio show about coin-operated pinball machines and arcade video games. I'm your host, Al Warner. I like to call this segment of our show the personal collection segment. And I discuss what I've got working on my own projects and give you an idea of how to do stuff in general. The summertime is when I kick back and I work on new projects or tweak my existing games and make them work a little better or look a little better. My good friend Steve Zuner, who I interviewed in the Pins and Vids show number 2, gave me a Centipede project. Now what it was is this machine was converted to Trivia Whiz many, many years ago, and then that was converted to Phrase Craze. And they did that with a ROM and a marquee swap. So, looking at the burn-in on the screen, you'd know that it spent most of its time as Phrase Craze. Most of my summer has been spent trying to find all the parts and unconverting the machines. I'm happy to say that it's working, and I've moved on to all the cosmetic parts of our program. It should be looking like 100%, I would figure, as good as it's going to get, I mean, in about a couple of weeks. I took pictures of the whole process, so I'll be able to actually do a nice web page about the process and how you would get to that point. And also, while I was doing that, pretty interesting was that I took pictures of the cap kit installation. It's a relatively simple monitor. It has a 7000 monitor that's been replaced at some point. And I was able to take some pictures of the cap kit installation. So you'll be seeing that as well. A couple of weeks back, I purchased my first non-game coin-operated machine, a 1963 Seberg jukebox. I got it from a good friend, Tony Petrofitta, and he gave me a really good deal on it, and the machine is just a blast. I mean, my daughter, she's 5 years old, and she calls it her favorite game. And it's actually the only non-game in the whole garage, so I'll probably do a page or something on it eventually. I'd also like to add, if you ever have a chance to deal with Tony, he is a wonderful guy to deal with, knows his stuff. Whatever he sells you, if you buy anything from him or anything, he'll tell you exactly what it is and what condition it's in, and it will match that condition to exactly. So he's a really great guy. Well, jumping on to the next section, which is going to be the pinball machine section. Well, finally, a new pinball machine is finally coming out. The new game is called Sharky Shootout, and it's made by Stern. The interesting thing about this machine is that it has this optional tournament mode feature. Now, this thing has got the option of being a connected pinball machine to allow it to share its scores with a network central computer. The scores are going to be calculated, and the players will actually be receiving cash prizes for high scores. And all I can say on this one is, wow, this is a whole brand new concept, I think, in pinball. And it goes back to this company, Incredible Technologies, and they've been using, they've been doing the same thing with their Golden Tee Golf. They have a connected version of that as well. And you can basically play that online. Well, you play it, you know, play the machine, then the score is uploaded to their system and it's verified that it's a real, you know, legitimate score. And then people have actually gotten paid on these things, so it's pretty neat. We've got links on the page, so you can see both the review. There's a very good review from an English website on the game. And then there's also a couple of links on to the Stern web page and to Incredible Technologies page, so you can get an idea about the technology that's involved in the connection thing. You know, I just think it's neat to see something totally different come out. So this is pretty cool from that standpoint. Got a new section to our show. I'm going to call it My Take. And what My Take is about is, well, let me give it to you this way. I'm a collector. I collect arcade games and pinball machines and video games and apparently now jukeboxes. So what I see is out there is some people who are really, really good people, honest people who do a nice job for the community, the communities of pinballs and video game collection. And, you know, there's a lot of names I can give out for people who, you know, of the good ones, you know. Also, there's also some people who find this to be a great area to scam people on because they know that there's emotional attachment to things. That, you know, it isn't just a game. It's the game that you played when you were in school or when you were younger. Or, you know, it's more than just the actual physical games. It's the aura that surrounds the games that makes it exciting to us. Well, there's this local dealer near me that has been selling things on the news group and on eBay. He usually, right now, it seems like he's going right to eBay now, probably because he makes more money off of it. And he used to go by the name of Sir Janny. Now, he uses the alias now. It's called CoinOp Classics, and it's coinopclassics@aol.com. If you go out to eBay and look up his current auctions, you'll see that two people bid on most of his auctions are Daimler Tech, D-A-M-L-E-R-T-E-C, with a zero rating, and this other one called Princess DP, which has an actually decent reading. You can make up your own conclusions. I've already made up mine. I also want to add that these same people used to bid on his old auctions before he changed his name to CoinOp Classics. So that's all I'll say on that subject. Okay, well, the video section. Finally got to the video section of our program. Well, there's not much media to say on the subject, except for that I got Mark Davison as my guest for the show. Mark recently set up an archive of our radio shows. And I don't know if you've actually taken a look at his website and seen it, but they're actually in streaming media format. So you can listen to our past shows without even downloading them. And there's a link on our page to his website. And now, without further ado, my interview with Mark Davison of the Basement Arcade website. I'm here with Mark Davison of the Basement Arcade website.
How's it going, Al?
Good, good, good. Well, you've got a lot to talk about. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of things happening.
A whole lot to talk about.
Yeah, I think so. Well, let's start off with your collection.
Massive
collection.
I have more games than I know what to do with.
How many games you got right now?
I think the count is up to like 50.
Wow, 50 games.
Yeah, I've actually had to rent some new warehouse space to put it all in. See, that's the part about the collecting that's bad. It can be very addictive.
That's for sure.
as you well know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm at the point now where if I want to buy anything, I got to sell something first.
Well, it's funny how my whole collection experience came to be because if you were to ask me what I was going to do when I was like 13 years old, I would have told you without a doubt, when I grow up, I'm going to own an arcade.
Wow.
Now, as we all know, the great 80s arcade crash happened, and you know, I would never feed my family today owning an arcade.
Right.
Maybe I'd have to get like 20 arcades and maybe we could have some porridge or something. So it's kind of unusual that several years later I'm back into sort of setting up what I always wanted to do when I was a kid. I mean, but now instead of operating it for real, it's operated out of the basement.
So right now, how many games do you have in the basement itself? Just roughly.
I got a collection of about 17 right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's room for a couple more, but after that, I don't know what I'm going to do with what I've stockpiled at this point. And that's, you know, the other thing. I enjoyed the arcade so much in my youth that every time thing I see, it's like, yeah, I remember that game. Oh, I got to have that again. And they're all like children to me. Once you get it, they're hard to let go.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's been times when I've had to sell something or something came about and I had to get rid of a game or something, and just so much regret it sometimes, you know.
Well, so far at this point, the only thing I've sold are duplicates. You know, if I had two, I'd let one go.
Mm-hmm.
Usually after fixing both of them.
Right, right. So what? I think I've asked this before, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it out. You know, pretty much guessing at this. What's your favorite game? And I think if I know what it is, it's not what everybody would think. Not a real popular game.
Okay, what you're probably thinking is Crazy Climber, because that wasn't what you were thinking.
No, I wasn't what I was thinking.
Well,
I was thinking Domino Man.
That is my favorite game at this point, but that's not really what started the website.
Mm-hmm.
The website and actually my jaunt into collecting started with a Crazy Climber cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, actually, how I got started in collecting was a very nostalgic period for me, and it all happened within a month's time. I had picked up a emulation disc that I had found just, you know, coercing the computer aisles. That was an emulation of all Williams all the old Williams games. But it wasn't so much the emulation disc and playing the games again that I appreciated as much as they had a handful of collector's interviews, interviews with the original creators. And I just sat there and my jaw dropped. You know, my wife's like tapping me on the head. Hello, hello, is there anybody there? And I was mesmerized because I just instantly flashed back to everything I loved about the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With that same ambition, I went to work the next day, all excited. It's like, oh, this is so cool. I got to get into this again. Because I had actually forgotten about the childhood dream of owning an arcade until this point. And I'm running around telling everybody at work, yeah, I got to get back into this again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'd really like to start my collection with is a Crazy Climber. And actually, one of the guys I was talking to, he's like, you know, I have a buddy that's got a Crazy Climber cocktail in his basement. I was like, call him. You got to call him right now. And sure enough, the guy sold it to me at an extremely reasonable price.
Wow.
Now that I'm into the, I've been into this for 3 years, and I can appreciate what some of the prices are to know that I got a really good deal on a fairly nice piece. And although that's the way it started, one of my other favorites that I really didn't play, and this goes back to answering your question, I didn't really get a whole lot of playtime in, but appreciated very much, was Domino Man,
right,
which they had at a Chuck E. Cheese that has since closed and gone under.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I finally found one on one of the news groups and drove to Boston to pick it up.
Boston?
Well, that worked out really well because I actually got to tie it in with a business trip I had to take up there. And it's like, I'll drive. You know, it was actually two of us had to go. It's like, no, you're going alone. I'm going with my trailer.
Right. Yeah. So the Domino Man is probably your favorite, right? And
yeah, in fact, I told you before that at one point it broke. I turned it on one day, and my heart just sank. It's like, oh no! I it took so long to find you. You don't die on me now.
That was a neat cabinet. The whole front of it had like little dominoes attached to the front around the coin door.
Yeah, it's actually it's still a wood cabinet, but right, it's got this extruded plastic.
Right.
Molded overlay on it.
Right.
It's an unusual cabinet.
Pretty cool. That was Midway.
Bally Midway.
Bally Midway. Yeah. Good. Now let me get back into the website for a few seconds and try to talk about that. I found what was interesting was that you got into collecting at the same time that I collected and collecting, which was kind of bizarre because you started reporting your auction results about that same time. I assume you probably were in for a little while before that.
Not really. I actually, when it comes to auctions, I really didn't go to auctions right away. Like I said before, my first game was Crazy Climber, and that was bought privately.
Mm-hmm.
And getting back to what I was saying before, like, everything's happened around a month period of time.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks after I'd gotten my Crazy Climber, a friend of mine we had to go over to Home Depot after work, and I did something I usually don't do. I let him drive. So after we finished shopping, he said to me, he says, do you want to see where, you know, one of my fellow employees works? He just moved. And he's like, yeah, do you want to see where Alan lives? I was like, sure. So the moral of the story is we ended up going back to work after we were done with our shopping trip in a totally out of the way scenario. I mean, we went down all the wrong roads, but. And because I wasn't driving, I'm just, you know, looking out the window. It's a nice summer day. And as we're going through the town of Dover, all of a sudden, off to the side is this garage. It's sunk back. But out in this parking lot, it's like five games. And one of them was a Miss Pac-Man. It has a big for sale sign on it. I'm like, stop, stop. And he wouldn't stop. So the minute he dropped me back off to get my car, I turn around. I'm gone. I'm right back to that place. I talked to this guy for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
He, not a collector. He was actually in it for the money.
Right. Oh, they don't exist, do they?
No, I don't know any. I didn't buy anything off of him that day. Took some information from him. But I went back about 2 months later. And again, I wasn't really looking for him, although I sort of was. I drove by there's that guy. You know, I got to go talk to him again. And I bought a bulk deal of eight machines off him that day.
Wow.
Loaded them in the back of the trailer. Yeah, well, luckily it was only like 15 miles away because, man, my trailer was packed.
I bet.
He actually had to take some on the back of his van to get him to get him back to back home.
Wow.
But it was about, I guess after that is when I started looking into going to auctions. And yeah, every auction I've been to, I've taken down all the prices, and they're available on my website.
That's cool. So let's go back to the website for a second, if you got a chance here.
Yeah, sure.
The future of the website. Where are you going next? What's the new thing? I know you've just probably added some new stuff.
Well, we've got a couple new things going on. For starts, I don't really plan on updating the base of the page. Generally, the feedback I've gotten from anybody that's visited is that it's right where it needs to be. So what I'm trying to add at this point is some new features to the site, as well as making it a little faster on the loading time, because it can be a little graphically heavy at times. Part of some of the new things that are coming out, they actually should be available right now, are we've got some streaming options. You don't require any real player or anything like that. So you can stream, I've got a handful of pinball infomercials, if you want to call it that. Mostly from Williams, that you can either stream online or download in a real video format. We're also working on constantly adding new things to more data to the site, mainly in manuals, sound clips, and link maintenance could keep anybody busy for years.
That's for sure. And I also want to thank you for putting pins and vids on the streaming audio site.
Yeah, you'll be able to find that off the main page. Enter into the library. From the library, enter into the video TV section, and yeah, you're right at the bottom there.
I might just link a sneaky little link off of my page as well.
Where's the inappropriate bell? You're being self-promoting again.
I found it was kind of funny. I was thinking about this the other day. Is that I think I've pointed more people at your site than I have at my own, because it's got so many great links and things on it. You know, it basically is like sort of like the you know, like the Excite or the Yahoo site of arcade games, you know.
Now, Al, if this was video, I'd be blushing right now. No, but thanks, and I appreciate what you've been doing for the industry. Obviously, that's why I've offered to do a streaming version of your page.
Yeah,
and I'm happy to carbon copy you on everything.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff. I mean, I you know, the thing about this is that I have an agreement with my ISP that hosts the site that I'll never do anything really commercial other than maybe a for sale page or something along those lines.
Oh, really? I've signed no agreement, so it's the sky's the limit as far as I'm concerned.
So I don't really do much as far as promotional stuff, and then, you know, that's why I've always kept the banner ads off the page, and you know, despite the fact that you could probably make a little bit of money on that, you know.
No, I've never been big into banner ads. The only thing, actually, even just basically collecting has become more than a hobby. When I've had web pages before in the past. In fact, I've been very active in telecommunications for years. Mm-hmm. But when the World Wide Web was introduced, I actually started web pages out for the Amiga more than anything. I also hosted a small site for the company I worked at the time. But within a couple months, I got into video collecting.
Mm-hmm.
Set up an initial page on my provider. Gave me 10 crappy megs of web space that, trust me, you can fill up real quick.
Yeah,
actually, they really started complaining about the hits I was getting.
Right.
Because what I did was I really took down everything else and made the basement arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the hit complaints started coming in, I just ignored them for about a month until they really started getting crappy. And then we bought our own domain.
That's cool. So, all right, we gotta go down a really weird stream here. This is something that's very interesting. We kind of let a little sidebar when I hit pause on the recorder here. What is it that...
questions I never want to answer
again. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
A... Where do I get Donkey Kong side art? I made the mistake of showing the restoration of my Donkey Kong. Folks, you are not going to find Donkey Kong side art until somebody starts reproducing it, or unless you want to dig real deep into your pocketbook and pull out $300 and buy some on eBay. It took me close to 2 years to find the set that I have. The set that I have isn't perfect, but it did add to the game. But please, folks,
stop asking this question.
It doesn't exist, and if it does, I mean, you could buy three games for the price of the side art. The second question I never want to answer is, how do I play fill in the blank of the game here on my PC?
Oh yeah,
the Basement Arcade
emulation website central, right?
The Basement Arcade is dedicated to collectors of the big coin op, coin sucking games. You know, your PlayStation is not going to hurt your back if you drop it as you're pushing it up three flights of steps. Okay? So it doesn't count. I do have a small emulation page where I link some of the people, and it's just a links page, guys. It's only for, you know, for the people who do want to play. I poke you in the right direction on where you might find information and you know, how to play game blah 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 on my PC. Other than that, I guess those are the two questions I asked them. Or where do I get a Miss Pac-Man?
Oh yeah, I love that one. I really always wanted to buy XX game, and there was always they always put in that really popular expensive game. They never insert, you know, and you never hear the ones, you know. Every now and then I get somebody who'll say something really off the wall, but for the most part, you always get the people who say like the really popular games like Spy Hunter.
I want a Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man. Occasionally get a Tron person. You get
no, I don't, the Tron people don't visit me.
They don't visit you?
No, I guess they're going your way.
I've had Tron people. Yeah, it's funny because it's like, yeah, and it's like, oh yeah, you can just get them anytime. It's like, come on, you
hold
know?
On. I got one right here in my pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, and you don't want to pay for it? Sure, come pick it up.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, look, Mark, I really appreciate you coming by.
Al, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you hosting the streaming version of our website. And that's available off the Basement Arcade webpage. And thank you all for coming.
And that concludes this episode of Pins and Vids. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back in a month or two with a new episode. Thanks. Bye.